together. We have to unify, put our petty differences aside, who's more powerful, who has the information, and let's work together in lockstep. You, the people, your stories are fascinating. They're real, they're organic, and they're the truth.
Right now with Anne Vandersteel.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Anne Vandersteel. 30 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise. Tonight, United Patriots Uprising with Gary Binford, a podcaster who is a political conservative talk show host who has featured very high-profile guests including Ben Carson, Monica Crowley, Diamonds and Silk, General Flynn, Tom Homan, David Horowitz, Mike Lindale, and many, many more. Gary has stayed focused on exposing Marxism, socialism, communism, cultural Marxism, and three major threats to our freedom-loving liberty: liberalism, political correctness, and disingenuous mainstream media. The decline of our moral fabric has turned our nation away from God and delivered social justice instead of real constitutional-based law and order. Gary and I will explore concepts around these issues with some real-life news examples to help you better understand where we're going unless we decide to turn back to God. All this and more brought to you by Satellite Phone Store. Get your communications backup insurance plan. Go to ann123.com and get your food backup plan. Pure protein, that's right, a delicious cow who is walking around the grass one day, never injected with mRNA, and served up freeze-dried with a shelf life of up to 10 years, rehydrated for a delicious steak, lightsoutbeef.com. Can't say enough about that. And of course, MyPillow, Mike Lindell, please get all of your supplies there. Use your promo code AV. All that and more after the commercial.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Gary Binford, just had the pleasure of doing your podcast. I know it hasn't aired yet, but I'm excited to know that my voice is going to be carried across your incredible network of all the guests you've interviewed. Who has been your favorite so far? Obviously, present company.
That is a very interesting question. Because she's so big, the current guest that's coming up now, Judge Jeanine Pirro, you know, Ben Carson, but there's been so many. When I left the Democratic Party plantation, Ann, back in 1997, there were three people who brought me up to conservatism because all I knew about conservatism was how to spell it. The late Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, and Monica Crowley. I used to listen to her religiously, and I got to meet her a year ago. She came on my podcast, was scheduled to do 30 minutes, did 55. I now consider her a friend. There's just so many. There's just so many. And I met so many people. General Flynn, Tom Homan, Claire Lopez, Don Fiducia. Kevin Sorbo's been a guest several times. I had affinity for Diamond and Silk. It's just been wonderful. It's been a blessing.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I was
drinking. Like, very first thing, there's so many, I don't want people to get mad at me. There's been 175 in 3 years.
That's incredible. What a run. What a run. Well, it's an honor to have you here with me tonight on Right Now. Listen, we're watching the total meltdown of our country right now. In fact, the world, frankly, is melting down, all being organized by some very powerful, influential people who own it all. But right here in America, you know, our country, we could agree, was founded by some brave people who came over here 250 years ago because they had enough of King George. They had enough of the feudalism, having to pay somebody to live on property, which means, like, you know, kind of like property taxes today, you know, all this kind of stuff. They were done. But we've allowed our country to sort of fall back into what it was we left behind 250 years ago. And through all that, we're now seeing the total urban and familial decay across our country. So what do you really attribute this moral and ethical decay right now?
Well, I contribute this to the intentional demise of this country, which is not foreign, as you know. And all since the beginning of time, if you look at every country that has ever been birthed in this world, it fell. And the reason it fell is because you have evil. You have evil, and that evil has, since at least since Karl Marx in the 1800s, been in the form of communism, Marxism, socialism, progressivism, whatever you want to call it. And it's right. Just a matter of how long can a country survive. Once you take God out of your country, you're on your way down, because without the moral compass of truth, which is what you are very much about, you are not going to know what's truth and truth from error. And what has happened was Karl Marx, get rid of God, get rid of the guns, and then let the state take over. We will become your daddy. Then it was, that didn't work here because we wouldn't overthrow the country. So they turned to Antonio Gramsci, the Italian communist who died in Mussolini's prisons in the early 1900s. They decided, okay, we're going to change Western culture, get rid of God, get rid of Christianity, get rid of Western culture, and change the mores. That's where we are now. Then you had the Frankfurt School. Once Hitler took over in Germany, they went to Geneva, came here through Columbia University in 1935. They've been instituting this stuff through the colleges. And then, as you know, Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, you know, the community organizing, how to get this done. And the final cog, W. Cleon Stoutson told us in 1958, he was a former FBI agent, the communists are trying to take over. Back then, their goals, get control of the schools, promote pornography, easy divorce, social religion, get rid of God. Everything we see now, get control of the media, motion pictures, and steer everything towards socialism. That's where we are. This has been a concerted effort for more than 100 years.
So put Marxism, specifically cultural Marxism, because, I mean, there's a commonly known expression, politics is downstream of culture, right? So thank God it's, I guess maybe it would be better if culture was downstream of politics, although I think that would be even more horrific. But politics is downstream of culture. So if you have cultural Marxism, put that in the context of communism, because in my humble opinion, this republic is done. We slipped right past democracy and we have deposited ourselves into communism. And I think it's being only effectuated more by the fact the border is wide open and we have tens of thousands of military-aged communist members of the CCP, the people of PLA, it looks like, coming across the border disguised as refugees.
What people have to understand is the destruction of the world is predicated on getting rid of God, and that the big, you notice nobody talks about getting rid of anything that has to do with anybody except for Jesus Christ. This whole thing is aimed at God. It always has been aimed at God, because either people are going to follow a benevolent God and look to him for their sustenance, or they'll look to government. But you can't look for both. And that's what Karl Marx understood. And that's what Gramsci understood. Now, the difference between Karl Marx, he would use revolution. And they tried it in the 60s. It didn't work. What cultural Marxism does is to change the mores and the culture of what you consider right and wrong. And we're seeing this in its postmodernism. We're seeing this in this wokeness. We're seeing this in its cancel culture. There used to be a time, Ann, I'm sure you know, when you could say one thing, I could say something else, and we would agree to disagree. Doesn't work anymore. Whatever you say on the left, you're right. Whatever you say on the right, you're wrong. But it used to be you're wrong. Now it's you're evil. And what can you do with evil? You can jail it or you can kill it. See, so this is why you're seeing them literally trying to snuff out the word, snuff out our ability to give one of your favorite words, truth. This is about getting rid of truth and replacing it with exactly what they say, their truth.
Right.
Not justice, social justice.
Right.
Not religion, but multicultural religion. Not there's only one God. There's as many gods as you want. There's your truth is your truth, and my truth is my truth. And you're seeing it in this wokeness. You're seeing it now in something I thought we'd never see. There could be how many genders? You could be a man today. You could be a woman tomorrow. Some days I feel like a nut. Some days I don't. This is lunacy. But they've actually pulled it off because where I started, they have the media. They have academia. They have the evangelical church. They have all these factions working, sports, entertainment, working on their side to convince us that it's time to make a change.
Yeah. You're right. And again, I'm going to play a clip for you after the break here because I can't wait for you to listen to the nonsense that they're spewing and is coming from the highest levels. Look, taking a look at communism right now, if you were to quantify healthcare, money, business, religion, education, obviously academia, would you put communism above or below the Marxist ideology? Sorry.
Okay. What do you have? Marxism, socialism. Socialism is where government is going to intrude and start taking over the private industry. But not because the private industry isn't functioning well, it's because they want the power. See, so socialism will eventually lead to communism because once they take over healthcare, once they take over the media, once they tell you what you can say in your church, once they tell you what you have to weigh, what you can eat, how you must worship, and how you must look upon, you know, blacks or lesbians or homosexuals or transgenders or whatever they want you to look upon. Once you decide, I'm tired of this, I want my country back, now the solid fist of communism comes down to take over by force. That's when you get the KGB. That's when you get, by the way, they don't want to fund the police. They wanted to fund the police and eventually replace the police with their Gestapo police, so they can spy on you and have you arrested if you are not falling in line with what the state wants you to do.
So we're seeing reports, and I did a breaking news segment on Sunday this past week on the 21st with Christy Hutcherson, who is down at the border. She's with Women Fighting for America, and she was live down in Eagle Pass, Texas, where white buses were coming in full of military-aged men that were being deposited in these compounds that were being heavily secured and armed with a prison complex just about a quarter mile to the north, I think. But this area looks to be more like a training facility. And it's right there on the inside of the U.S.-Mexico border, which the United Nations has actual jurisdiction the first 26 miles in to the United States. That's considered open international UN territory. So they're placing these camps right along the border, which I find interesting. And you have the Customs and Border Patrol protecting this camp and also armed guards defending from people going inside to take a look around. Is this that army you're talking about?
There's armies all over. There are trainings, Islamic training centers that I've driven by right here in New York. There's all kind of training centers for the revolution. And Islam, these Islamic terrorists and communists are working together. Now, they're on opposite sides of the spectrum, but they're trying to collapse us from both.
Red-green sort of axis of evil, communists.
You know, Trevor Loudon, who is great on this, he said, you know, you have Islam and you have communists, and they're working together. And then when they get rid of, if they can get rid of the United States and Israel, then they'll fight over each other. But unfortunately, it'll be over our dead caucuses. Christy Hutcherson, who has been on my show, I did meet her, spend her weekend down in Rock the Red in Greenville, South Carolina. Very courageous woman, has been at that border, has seen the death, seen the carnage, went around with Border Patrol agents. And the scary thing, people, listen very carefully. Nobody knows who's coming across. Now, understand, we've had terrorist attacks.
Right.
How, Aren't you concerned that something, you're telling me terrorists are coming across? We just had a lockdown. Nobody is looking to see what these people are bringing disease-wise into the country.
That's
whether
right.
Whether they're good people or not. People, if I want to go to Africa or any country, certain countries, you've got to take a typhoid shot. You've got to take a shot for this. You've got to be immunized for this or whatever. Come on.
All right, Gary, I'm going to have to give you a quick pause here. We're going to come right back after we break more with Gary Binford. And we're going to talk about God. We're going to talk about health and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Gary Binford on deck.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
And welcome back for the second half of the Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. Joining me here is Gary Binford. We last left you before the commercial break talking about the border and Christy Hutcherson and that nobody really knows who's coming across the border, except I posit that the UN knows, George Soros knows, Department of Homeland Security knows. They've been facilitating this invasion going all the way down to the Darien Gap, and the amount of money being pumped in all and around this invasion is staggering at this point. Yet, Gary, we couldn't seem to build the wall. It's really, it's quite astonishing, isn't it?
Well, you see, there are just so many. By the way, Tom Holman, the former head of ICE, he knows. He's been down to that border, and he knows what's going on. And I wish people would listen to him. He's still on a Fox every now and then, and he'll put out some information, but he definitely knows what's going on down there. Yeah, see, this is intentional. It's a Trojan horse. See, they're losing voters. I'm talking about the Democratic Party. So
they're aborting their voters.
Here's their new voting base. And you don't know who's bringing these people in. You don't know where they're going. You don't know where they're housed. And they don't speak English. And a lot of them. And they're going to have to go to school. And they're going to need health care. And who's going to pay for it? We, the people. Right. I got to warn you guys, on the lower end of the economic scale that keeps voting for these Democrats, it's your job they're going to give these people. So you're going to find yourself without a job. And it's totally insane what's going on. And it's insane to me that Americans, after the attack on 9/11 and any other attack that we've seen, and understanding what the threat is putting up with this. But part of the problem is, and as you probably know, the war is not left-right. It's not Democrat versus Republican. Now it's globalists versus America First that want to keep our Constitution. There's a whole bunch of people that want to become a part of the global world, global initiative, because they can make money that way. They can make more money out of the country than they can in. And it doesn't matter whether Republicans, rhinos, Democrats, there's so many banding together. And you can see that's why President Trump was a threat, because he wanted to reinstitute the Constitution, make America first, build us up where people come to us for help, for they come to us for goods and services instead of us having to go grovel like this imposter in the White House is doing.
Well, you make some excellent points. In fact, President Trump was very clear about nationalism for every country. Every country should be first. I mean, he was really trying to make every country first. And Steve Bannon, I think, was doing a lot of that water carrying in terms of policy, traveling around the world. And I think a lot of the reason you've seen Europeans wake up, the Brazilians wake up, is because Bannon was down in those countries and he was espousing the ideology of nationalism, not white nationalism, not Nazism, but nationalism, love of country, love of your culture, and not this, homogenous culture that the New World Order is really trying to shove down our throats. Somebody that you probably know of, Yuval Noah Harari. I'll get it right. That man's name escapes me all the time. Yuval Noah Harari. Clay Clark has done an incredible job of tracking this demon. He is the muse for Klaus Schwab, the chairman of the World Economic Forum, or the WEF. And he is constantly out there saying the most insane things. Lately, he's been talking about how God doesn't have a way to deal with people who are no longer needed. And this is his reference to the Bible. I want to play this clip for you, Gary, and then get your comment.
You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy. You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to emerge from Silicon Valley or from Bangalore, and not from the Middle East. And they are likely to give people visions based on technology. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life, but here on earth with the help of technology and not after death with the help of some supernatural being.
Inflation.
So... To what do you say to Yuval Noah Harari, who says the Bible doesn't have an answer and God doesn't have an answer in the Bible if humans are no longer needed? And we know where that's coming from. He believes in transhumanism. What's your response?
I have nothing to say to him, but I have something to say to anybody that would listen to him. You have to understand there's one God. He created us. It's not evolution. It's God. His Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, pay for our sins, which gives us the opportunity to go to heaven. But you must be born again. You live in Florida. I live in New York. We both live some near beaches. I'm on Long Island. If I were to go down to Jones Beach and pick up a grain of sand, or pick up all the sand on the beach, that isn't even the first day in eternity. You've got to understand, people, life here is short. But it's not a period. It's a comma. You're going to go somewhere. And you must understand that God loved us so much that while we were in our sin, he died for us. He sent his son to die for us. God loves people, and he loves anybody who's willing to follow him. Now, if you don't follow him, the consequences are going to be hell here and then hell there. So the problem is when he's talking about people who are falling away, the people that are no longer useful, they've rendered themselves useless by turning away from the one true God, because he's the only one that can protect them and would the same way you protect your kids. But like if your children, and I know you have, if one of them decides to run away at 15 to Minnesota and you can't find them and they're on the streets, that's on them. It's not on you. You got a happy home. You welcome them back. Come back. I forgive you. We'll clean you up, make you another member of the Vandersteel family. So it's on them. But God is faithful.
God is.
Always remain so. And this country will not go down because of the Judeo-Christian values that the Constitution was birthed on.
So bringing this conversation back to the Constitution, right now our Constitution is just ignored. It's a piece of paper, as Nancy Pelosi refers to it, as a relic that needs updating. And they trample all over it. They don't acknowledge it. In fact, we now know the Biden regime's cabinet is 100% illegitimate. There's no signed, notarized oath of office for anybody in the Biden cabinet. Blinken, Mayorkas, Austin, Yellen, none of them have assigned. Walensky just resigned. The CDC director resigned after we presented this information publicly and it went viral. So we don't have a legitimate government. They're not paying attention to the Constitution. Our constitutional rights are being trampled on. How do we right this ship? Because just recently, Katie McFarland was on the news, and she's talking about how she doesn't see how 2024 is even going to result in a legitimate election. What is the solution here?
We can't right the ship, Anne. The Ten Commandments comes on every year, and there's that big scene at the end where Moses comes down from the mountain, and Charlton Heston, his hair's all white, and everybody is screwing up down there. Edward G. Robinson playing Dathan. They're getting ready to kill Deborah Padgett. Poor John Carradine playing Aaron. He does. And Moses says, who's ever on the side of the Lord, come up here. And David, he's a phony, he's a fraud. And there's people, Moses, they run up there and he takes those commandments, he throws them down. God opens up the sea and swallows them up. Right now, we are in a position where we've lost too much of this country. But there are people praying. There are people praying. And as God said back in the day of, when he was getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham tried to talk him out, and if he could have found 10 faithful people, which of Abraham's own family, which included Lot and his family, had been faithful to God, he would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah. There's more than 10 people praying. God doesn't change. We do. He's going to fight this battle. And I believe General Flynn was right. General Flynn, I watched him. I was down there with him in Greenville a year ago or 2 years ago when he said, you know, it's going to be proven that they're communists, they're treasonous, they're traitors. But are you willing to take the trash out when you find out it's your favorite athlete, it's your favorite entertainer, your favorite politician, even people in your own household? He didn't think 2 years ago we had the stones to take it out. He was right. So God is just going to let them go and let them go and let them go until it gets so bad that not the believers, not the Christians who already are praying to God, understand what time it is, but where there's a swath of America that's going to cry uncle and said, I'm going up on the Moses with mountain with Mo, I'm going up there with Moses and the believers, and I'm not going to take this anymore. We need about 10-15% of people to change sides, and then we'll be able to, whatever God does to swing this, then it'll turn this country around.
Well, then again, it makes the job that you and I have ever more important. We have to continue to put that truth out there so we can garner that court of public opinion that you're talking about in order to get people to come on over and see the light. I mean, be a part of the light solution. You know, somebody that has been really detrimental to this country, that has been very well compensated, is Anthony Fauci. He got a 68% raise from the Department of Defense in order to further gain of function studies for the coronavirus, which of course had its roots. And again, you know, the DOD now has, this is all part of a very clear picture of war crimes. They have committed war crimes in violation of the Geneva Convention. They paid Fauci an extra 68%, which is why Fauci is so, I guess he's the number one paid government employee, more than the president, I understand. And you've got DITRA, DARPA, NIH, NIAID, all in the food chain of this money laundering, including EcoHealth Alliance, a nonprofit, to fund this gain of function. And when Obama said shut it down because they were getting scared over at the DOD, he offshored it to Wuhan. So how would you, in a minute, how would you deal with Fauci?
Fauci is going to fall. By the way, Fauci is the god of the left. They worship at the altar of vaccines and masks. And I see people still wearing them in the car by themselves. They worship at that altar. Fauci is going to fall just like the rest of them, but I truly believe God's going to have to bring him down. The man's obviously guilty of treason, and he's destroyed the country, but he didn't do it alone. He couldn't do it without the help of all the people on both sides of the aisle that were pushing this global agenda. And see, this is all about bringing the country. See, they shut us down once, so now they think they're eventually be able to shut us down, police state, whatever it takes to overthrow the Constitution. But it's not going to work because God will not be mocked. Trust me. I know this.
Well, he's certainly showing his true colors. The day that Dr. Zelenko passed away was the same day that the Georgia guy...